I'm going to play a series of climbs. I'm not going to start on any predetermined note, but whatever comes in based on the formation tension plus the release of air and discovering what comes in when the air is released and what is my playing tension. I'll do quite a few of them, then I will stop and analyze them. The first one was a bad alignment. The lean was favoring my right side where I have high spots. The second one, the mouthpiece weight took over and choked the climb. The other issue is that the starting volume was soft. Now I'm going to do another one starting soft and try to minimize the mouthpiece pressure. Each one of the climbs successively, the weight was reduced by a degree that was so light that it was hardly discernible. Yet I know that it was decreased. The notes improved as I went through the series, and also as I distributed the same weight all the way through the climb as I had when I started. In other words, the last one, the mouthpiece was distributed 50-50 on my bottom lip, left to right, right to left, built the force, the alignment was held, the teeth moved at its minimum. It may have closed a degree or two, but it sure didn't close a lot. In other words, what I'm trying to point out that every player will raise the jaw and help make the muscular contraction by closing the lip aperture a degree. But the alignment was still protected, the force was built, and consequently I had the last one as the best tongued series out of the whole group.